ladies and gentlemen, coming up first to the stage in this half, Mr. Mike Gifford.
Mike Gifford!
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I'll adjust. I'm adjusting. Excuse me. God, so much movement. That's why I don't like sex either. You move so much. Anyway, I'm Mike Gifford. I'm a homosexual. It's the holiday season, so you see a lot of people you may not normally spend time with. And these folks will come up to you and say things like, "So how are you doing?" You may respond like me, "I'm fine." But that's not enough. Oh, no. They follow up with, "Really, though, what have you been up to?" Son of a bitch! You don't care. You don't care at all. If you did care, then you would have called me in between turkey. But you didn't, and that is fine. Why is that fine? It's fine because when you ask somebody, "Really, though, what have you been up to?" you force them to re-examine their own lives. And that is a nightmare, especially for me. But you asked for it, so I will tell you how I'm doing. I'm usually too tired to masturbate on the weekdays, so I wait for the weekend. After I finish jerking off, I usually watch the 90s cartoon intro of Alvin and the Chipmunks. That's what I've been up to. Since we last spoke, I had the pleasure of varying degrees of sexual contact with 4 men. 1 Puerto Rican, 1 black, 1 Filipino, and 1 white. My asshole can now sing the Michael Jackson classic song, "We Are the World." So that's what I've been up to. Sidebar. So, this past Monday, I found myself tempted to go to a strip club. It was a male strip club. I am a homosexual. Let's not get crazy. So, this was the second time I have ever been to a strip club. Now, you're probably asking yourselves, "Mike Gifford, you're an AM boring old cunt. What the fuck are you doing going to a strip club on a Monday? Go to bed, Mike Gifford." Well, I went to that strip club because every now and again, like Moses looking upon the grand horizon of the promised land, I thought maybe, just maybe, this one time, I will find happiness. So I found myself at this strip club. And the moment that I entered into the Lucky Horseshoe, I realized it was a catastrophic mistake. As I said previously, I'm not into sexual contact whatsoever. There's too much movement. There's a lot of sweating. It's awkward. So anyway, I was approached by a stripper by the name of James. He was a Korean-American. James began to make a move on me. His hand started to approach my cock area. This made me very uncomfortable. I gave James a $20 bill to stop touching me. Now, James was distressed by this because that is not the normal parlance of a strip club. So, in order, because he was on the clock, so as he didn't look lazy, I agreed to let him touch my shoulder. That was fair. So anyway, after he was touching my shoulder, we talked about work. He's in real estate in the morning or some such business. We talked about other things. It was very nice. I then asked him, I said, "How old are you?" He said, "Well, why don't you guess my age?" How coy. I said, "Well, if I'm going to guess your age, why don't you guess my age first?" He said, 38. Son of a bitch. What the fuck? And strip clubs are even dark so that everybody looks better. So basically what he's saying is, I look 38 years old in the dark. And the sad thing about that is, I bet half of you thought that he got it right on the mark. James reacted to my aversions of going crazy over that by saying, "God, you remind me of my mother." So, I look like a 38-year-old Korean mother in the dark. This is my strip club experience. And I have to think to myself, when I look in the mirror, this is what adulthood is. This is what I have become. This is the rest of my life. And one day, I will be dead. And that was it. End of sidebar. Two of the men I had relations with were straight prior to me. So, if you are a guy and make out with me and like it, that makes you a faggot. That's what I've been up to. So what's new with you? Happy Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mike Gifford.
Oh my God, I love Mike so much. I am a little dismayed that apparently male strippers don't have fun names like Candy and Destiny. They're just James, Fred. What the fuck? They can at least take G.I. Joe names. Oh, I'm Roadblock. I'm Firehouse. That'd be pretty sweet. All right.